بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate. And brothers in the second room, there's still room in the first room, so I would encourage you always come to the first room, always try to get as close to the front as possible. That's where the greatest reward is, inshallah. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, and there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Wa qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqu allaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وما يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, whose blessings all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah, whose blessings to be Muslim. And Alhamdulillah, who's given us so many ways to get the hasanat, to get the good deeds. And last week we spoke about some of the adhkar, some of the remembrances of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we could do that would give us many good deeds, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Many good deeds. Things that were very easy to do. But inshallah today, brothers and sisters, we're going to be talking about holding on to those good deeds. These deeds, they're very easy to do, very easy to accumulate. But at the same time, it's very easy for us to lose our good deeds. It's very easy for us to lose our good deeds by the things that we do. So inshallah, that's going to be the topic for today's khutbah, and advice on how we can hold on to our good deeds. Because brothers and sisters, the reality is, our good deeds, they're going to be the most valuable thing that we have on Yawmul Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's already told us in the Quran about Yawmul Qiyamah, the bottom line on Yawmul Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ رَادِيَةٍ. On Yawmul Qiyamah, whosoever balance of good deeds is heavy, he's going to have a life of good pleasure and satisfaction. If his good deeds are heavy on the scale, heavier than the bad deeds, then this person, he will be successful. He will be enjoying life on that day. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةً وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but whosoever balance of good deeds is light, that person, he's going to have his home in a pit. In a pit. And then Allah says, and what will explain to you what this pit is? It is a fire blazing fiercely. It is the fire of Jahannam. And none of us want to be there. So brothers and sisters, it's important for us to hold on to the good deeds that we do. Brothers and sisters, to begin with, when you do a good deed, make sure that your intention is right. Make sure that your intention is that you're doing it only for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the deeds will be judged based on the intention, and man can only have that which he intended. So if you're hoping for your reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the good deed that you're doing, make sure that that's your intention only. Make sure that you don't mix in your heart your intention that you're trying to please Allah and you're trying to please this person. Or you're trying to please Allah and you want the people to look at you good. Make sure that the good deed that you do is only for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, make sure that when you do a good deed, it's not to show off. Make sure that it's not to show off. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من سمع الله به يوم القيامة. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever wants to be seen, whosoever wants the people to hear about him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him heard on Yawmul Qiyamah. He will make the people hear about him on Yawmul Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to expose our intentions on Yawmul Qiyamah. May Allah have mercy on us. Brothers and sisters, make sure your intention is only for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you do a good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's so merciful to us, he's given us so many ways to get the hasanat, so many ways to get the good deeds. Brothers and sisters, make sure that when you go to do a good deed, make sure it's because you're following the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want that good deed to count, make sure you're doing something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did or something that he told us to do. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man amila amilan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa raddu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever does an action, and he wasn't told to do this action, this is not from our actions, he will have it rejected. He will have it rejected. Who wants to be doing work and then at the end of the day it doesn't count? So brothers and sisters, make sure that the deeds that we do, the good deeds that we do, make sure we're following the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for us to follow him. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't try to come up with your own way of doing good deeds. Do what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, I want to ask a question. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked a question. And the question is this. How many of us, we go to work, and we work all week long? How many of us are okay with giving our paycheck to somebody else? We do the work, and somebody else gets the pay. Is there anybody here who feels comfortable with that? No. No. But upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, and Rasulullah said, Atadruna mal muflis. He said to the people, do you know who is the bankrupt person? Who is the person that's broke? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, Al-muflisu fina man la dirham lahu wa la mata'. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, the person that's bankrupt from among us is that person who doesn't have any money. He doesn't have any wealth. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ Rasulullah, he explained to them, who is the muflis? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِسَلَاةٍ وَسِيَامٍ وَزَكَاةٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the broke person from my ummah, from the believers, is that person who's going to come on Yawmul Qiyamah, and he's going to have his salat, he's going to have his zakat, he's going to have his fasting. But in addition to those good things, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he's also going to have some other stuff. Rasulullah said, وَيَاتِي قَدْ شَتَّمَ هَذَا وَقَدَّفَ هَذَا وَأَقَالَ مَالَ هَذَا وَصَفَّقَ الدَّامَ هَذَا وَدَرَبَ هَذَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person, he's going to come on Yawmul Qiyamah, and he's going to have the fasting and the prayer and the giving the zakat and all kinds of good deeds. But at the same time, this person, he hurled bad language on the people. He called the people cuss words. This person, he abused people. This person, he used to take other people's property. He used to eat their wealth unlawfully. He used to shed blood. He used to hit the people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَيُؤْتَ هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. This person on Yawmul Qiyamah, he's going to be given this person his good deeds, and he's going to be given that person his good deeds, and it's going to continue like that. This person, everybody that he did wrong in this dunya, and he didn't try to make right by it in this dunya, on Yawmul Qiyamah, the people, they're going to be lined up, waiting for their payment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they're going to come one by one, oh Allah, so-and-so did this to me. And this person that did these things, he's going to be giving them his good deeds. Subhanallah. He did the work for the good deeds in the dunya, and in the akhirah, he has to give them to these people. Who wants that for themselves? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْدَ مَا عَلَيْهِ. If this person, if his good deeds are finished, and he still owes people, the people are still lined up waiting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أُخِذَ مِنْ هَتَيَاهُمْ فَتُرِّهَتْ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ تُرِّهَا فِي النَّارِ. this person, when he runs out of good deeds to pay the people, then he's going to take on the bad deeds of the people. He doesn't have any good deeds left to give them, so now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to be just. So he's going to take from the bad deeds of these people, and he's going to put them on him. Can you imagine that, brothers and sisters? It's bad enough, the bad things that we do, and we're carrying them forward with us into Yawmul Qiyamah. But imagine you get to Yawmul Qiyamah, and you got your own bad deeds that you're carrying with you, but now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's putting more on top of you. The bad deeds that somebody else did. Why? Because you didn't do right by these people. Because you didn't do right and do right by them. And so instead, now you have to do right by them on Yawmul Qiyamah. Who wants to do that, brothers and sisters? Think about it for a second. In this dunya, you do the good deeds. And perhaps this person didn't do the same good deeds that you did. But on Yawmul Qiyamah, your good deeds go to him. You fasted. Maybe that person didn't fast. It doesn't matter. Your fasting goes to him. SubhanAllah. How about in this dunya, we try to be good for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we avoid sins. But on Yawmul Qiyamah, this sin that you didn't do in this dunya, you have to take it upon yourself because you owe that person. May Allah save us from this. Brothers and sisters, work hard to hold on to your good deeds that you do. Because none of us want to give them up on Yawmul Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, if we do our brothers and sisters wrong in Islam, go to them and make it right. Go to them and make it right. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man kanat indahu madlamatun li akhihi, falyatahallalhu minha." Rasulullah said, whosoever has done his brother wrong, he's done something to hurt his brother, to offend his brother, let him go and seek pardon from his brother. Let him go and ask for forgiveness. Let him go and make it right. Rasulullah said, فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ ثَمَّ دِنَارٌ وَلَا دِرْهَمُ مِنْ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُؤْخَذَ لِأَخِيهِ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. Rasulullah said, on Yawmul Qiyamah, there's not going to be any more money. There's not going to be no dirhams, no dollars, no whatever. No MasterCard, no Visa. On Yawmul Qiyamah, it's all about the hasanat, the good deeds. So if you owe somebody something in this dunya and you don't settle it before you get to Yawmul Qiyamah, guess what you're going to be giving them on Yawmul Qiyamah? Your hasanah, your good deeds. So brothers and sisters, don't put it off. And some of us, you know, maybe we have some heartburn with somebody. Maybe somebody did us wrong. Maybe we did somebody wrong. But maybe we're too proud. We're not going to say sorry to them today. We might say it's going to be a cold day in hell before I apologize to him or her. Well, it's not going to be a cold day. It's going to be a hot day. A hot day in Jahannam. And that's the day when you're going to settle up. So brothers and sisters, don't wait till that day. Swallow your pride today. Swallow your pride today and go to your brother and say, brother, I'm sorry. Forgive me, please. What can I do to make it better for you? Go to your sister and do that. Don't wait till Yawmul Qiyamah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to settle the scores. Brothers and sisters, be the bigger Muslim. Or in this case, be the smaller Muslim. Lower yourself, humble yourself, and go to your brother and your sister. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Man amila salihan falinafsi." Whosoever does good is for his own self. Whosoever does good is for his own self. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. Whosoever does evil or bad, it's only against his own self. So brothers, if you want to be proud today, you will be humble tomorrow. So please, go to your brother and your sister and do right by them. And all of us know the things that we do. Maybe we cheated somebody out of something. Maybe we spent somebody's wealth. Maybe we embarrass somebody. Maybe we put somebody down. Maybe we were backbiting somebody. Go to them today in this dunya while you still have time. Because on Yawmul Qiyamah, nobody's going to be generous. Nobody's going to say, oh, okay, Allah, it's okay. I don't need his good deeds. Wallahi, tomorrow all of us are going to be nafsi, nafsi. We're going to want those good deeds from wherever we can take them. So brothers and sisters, hold on to your good deeds. Brothers and sisters, the other day I was talking to someone, and I was encouraging this person to tell her husband to come to the masjid. Just like I tell the brothers, come to the masjid. I was telling her, tell your husband to come to the masjid because we never see him. And this sister, she said, I try, but he's super busy. That's what she said. He's super busy. How many of us were super busy too? And because we're super busy, we miss salat. We don't make the salat on time like we're supposed to. And so I said to her, tell him to make time for the super Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make time for the super Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same goes for all of us. Make time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon occasion, Abu al-Mah, radiallahu anhu, he said that he was in a qazwa. He was in a battle. And he said, we were with Buraida, radiallahu anhu. And Buraida, it was a cloudy day. And Buraida, he looked up at the sky and he said to the people, pray your Salatul Asr as soon as you can. Pray your Salatul Asr as soon as you can. The middle Salat. He said, because I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, man taraka Salatul Asr, faqad habita a'maluhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever abandons Salatul Asr, they leave Salatul Asr, they're too busy, they're super busy, then his good deeds will be undone. His good deeds will be done. They won't count. SubhanAllah. How many of us we can afford this? How many of us we can afford to do good deeds and then we wipe them away the next day? None of us can afford this. Brothers and sisters, make time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way you make time is whatever you're doing, when the time for salat comes in, you make your salat. How long does it take? Brothers and sisters, bad enough you miss your salat, but then your good deeds go out with it too. Don't miss your salat, brothers and sisters. Another way that many of us, we lose our good deeds is we remind the people about the things that we do. We remind the people of the things that we do for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all you who believe, don't negate your good deeds. Don't invalidate your sadaqah that you gave, the good that you did, by reminding the people or by hurting the people with reminders of it. How many times do we do this? How many times do we do this? And it's so easy to fall into. Maybe you do a good deed today for somebody. Maybe tomorrow they do something bad. And you can't help it. It makes you mad. These people, they're so ungrateful. You did this, this, and that. And then they turn around and do this. And then you remind them. And then you remind them. And you've just undone the sadaqah that you did. Brothers and sisters, if you go to do a good deed for someone, do it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the best to give you the reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's not going to forget. The people, they forget. We forget. The people, they're ungrateful. We're ungrateful. SubhanAllah, the people, us, we're ungrateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that He gives us, and we're ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you expect anything better from the people? So if you do something for the people, do it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look for your reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you're counting on the people, you're going to be disappointed. If you're counting on the people to remember, to be grateful, to whatever, you're going to be disappointed. So brothers and sisters, if you do a good deed for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hold on to it. Don't ever mention it again. Don't ever say to so-and-so, hey, remember when I did this? Don't do that. Hold on to that good deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the best to give us the reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to hold on to our good deeds. Upon occasion, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he ran into a lady in the street. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he smelled perfume on her. He smelled perfume on her. So he said, oh my sister, where are you going? And this woman, she said, I'm going to the masjid. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said to her, did you put on perfume and then you're going to the masjid? And the woman, she said, yes. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, Ayyuma imra'atin tatayyabat thumma kharajat ila al-masjid lam tuqbal laha salatun hatta tagtasil. Excuse me. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that any woman who puts on perfume and then she goes to the masjid, no salat will be accepted from her. No salat will be accepted from her until she goes and she makes ghusl. Until she goes and she makes ghusl. She takes a bath and washes this perfume off. So my sisters, I know you want to smell pretty. You want to smell good. All of us, we like to smell good. But there's a time to smell good for the sisters. There's a time to smell good for the brothers. And for the sisters, the time to smell good, the time to put on perfume, is not when you go to the masjid. How many of us, we want to leave our homes, go to the masjid and make salat, and the salat don't count? Nobody wants that. So sisters, please, leave the perfume for your house. Don't put on the perfume to come to the masjid. Brothers, those of us who have wives and daughters, tell them this. Make sure they understand this. Because all of us, we want our salat to count. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man iqtana qalban laysa bi qalbi mashiyatin aw dariyatin naqasa kulla yawmin min amalihi qiratani." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever keeps a dog, because some of us, we like dogs. You know, subhanAllah, dogs, they're nice, you know. Dogs, they're cute, especially when they're puppies. And many times, you know, it's a culture in this country for people to have dogs. But brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever keeps a dog, and he's not keeping his dog because it's a work dog, because it's a farm dog, because it's a guard dog. He's just keeping it because he wants a dog. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person, he loses two qirats of good deeds every day that he has this dog. Ma ma'na qirat? What is a qirat? In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a qirat is like a mountain full of good deeds. Your good deeds stacked up like a mountain. First of all, how many of us have that many good deeds? Allahu alam. But second of all, if we do have that, who wants to give up two of those every day because of a dog? Brothers and sisters, don't keep a dog. If you have a dog, make sure it's because you're using that dog as a work dog, as a guard dog, as a sheep dog. Make sure there's a reason, one of those reasons that you have that dog. Otherwise, get rid of the dog. Unless you're okay with giving up that many hasanat every day. And none of us can afford that. Brothers and sisters, how many of us we owe? How many of us we owe? We owe people, we owe companies, we owe this person, we owe that person. Brothers and sisters, do your best to pay off your debt. Do your best to pay back what you owe. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man mata wa alayhi dinarun aw dirhamu qudiya min hasanatihi laysa thamma dinarun wala dirham." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever dies while he's in debt, while he owes a dinar or a dirham or a dollar or whatever you want to call it, while he owes, whoever dies while in this state, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to settle his debt with his hasanat, with his good deeds. Whosoever dies while they're in debt, while they owe people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to settle this debt on Yawmul Qiyamah with his good deeds. Brothers and sisters, do your best to pay back what you owe. Do your best to settle your debts. Do your best to die in a state where you don't owe anybody anything. And make sure you tell your family, if you have anything to leave behind, tell them, please, settle my debts first with what I'm leaving behind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to settle our debts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to hold on to our good deeds. Akulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, everything that I'm talking about, it's as serious as a heart attack. It really is. Everything that I'm talking about, but the ways that we lose our good deeds, we need to pay attention. We need to take it serious. Because on Yawmul Qiyamah, it's going to come down to our mizan, the scale. Do we have more good deeds than bad deeds? Do we owe people? And none of us want to be paying our good deeds on Yawmul Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, one of the ways that we throw ourselves into destruction is we put ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the ways that we destroy ourselves and our good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tuqaddimu bayna yadayhi Allahi wa rasulihi. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ." O you who believe, do not put yourselves in front or ahead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, and have the taqwa of Allah. Be mindful of Allah. Verily Allah is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. And so we might say, how do we do this? One of the ways that we do this is we put ourselves ahead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying what we think. By saying what we think we know. by saying about something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already said something about in the Quran. By saying something that we think that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already told us is this, this, and that. This is how we put ourselves ahead or in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, don't do this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continued and he said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, once again, O you who believe, La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti nabi. ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بيدكم لبد أن تخبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh you who believe, don't raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor speak in front of him like you speak with one another. Lest your deeds be voided. Lest you lose your good deeds and you don't even know. The Mufassirun, they have said that what this ayat means in today. Today, because we're not in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anymore. What this ayat means today is that we give ourselves importance ahead of what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. We give ourselves important, our own words importance above what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't do this, this and that. And today we say, well, it's 2016, times are different. You know, it's okay to do this, this. That was for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, don't do this. It's much better for you to say, I know Allah said this and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that. And I'm working to get there. I'm not there yet. But inshallah, one day I'm going to get there. But don't come out and say, well, Allah said that, but it really is like this today. Or the times are different today. Or that hadith is for back then, but today is different. The people are this, the that. Brothers and sisters, don't do that. Don't put yourself ahead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't put yourself ahead of the Quran. Don't put yourself ahead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Better that we admit that we're not perfect and we're trying to get there. We're trying to do the right thing. But don't come up with your own fatwa. Don't come up with your own version of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already said. And finally, brothers and sisters, one more hadith. Brothers and sisters, try your best to hold fast to the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us. Try your best to hold fast to the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, لَأَلَّمَنَّ أَقْوَامًا مِنْ أُمَّتِي يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِحَسَنَاتٍ أَمْثَالِ جِبَالِ تِهَامَةً بِئْدًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I know the people of my ummah. I know the people of my ummah that they're going to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and they're going to have good deeds as big as the mountains of Tihama. As big as the mountains of Tihama. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فَيَجْأَلُّهَا اللَّهُ أَزَّ وَجَلَّ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to make these mountains of good deeds, he's going to make them like scattered dust on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Subhanallah. These people, Rasulullah said, they're from my ummah. They're going to come on Yawm al-Qiyamah with mountains of good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to make those mountains of good deeds scatter like dust. Tawban radiallahu anhu, he was there. He said, Ya Rasulullah, sifhum lana, jallilhim lana, an la nakuna minhum, wa nahnu la na'lam. Tawban, he said, O Messenger of Allah, describe them to us. Describe them to us so that we don't become like them without even knowing. May Allah not make us from these people, by the way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أما إنهم إخوانكم ومن جلدتكم. Rasulullah said, they're your brothers and they're like you. They're your brothers and they're just like you. Rasulullah said, وَيَأْخُذُونَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ كَمَا تَأْخُذُونَ. And they pray at night just like you. SubhanAllah, these are good Muslims just like you. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ أَقْوَامٌ إِذَا حَلَوْا
بما حارم الله أن تحقوها.
But these people, when they're alone, they violate the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people, when they're alone, they violate the limits. They violate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. This is what these people do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be the same Muslim that we are outside the house as we are inside the house. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to hold on to our good deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for the best of our efforts and forgive us all our sins. Brothers and sisters, I'm not going to say any more about that one because I think it's pretty obvious. Make sure that you follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you outside the house as well as inside the house, when you're around the people, when you're by yourself. So that inshallah we'll be the same Muslim all the time. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from what we've heard here today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to rectify our affairs before Yawmul Qiyamah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on us and to purify our hearts and give us the best intentions when we go to do the good deeds for the sake of Almighty Allah.